You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Today's episode of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz is brought to you by Peloton.
Stugatz was during the break muttering under his breath, and I don't know what the tension is exactly between Pablo and God Bless Football, but God Bless Football is just as award-winning as Pablo Torre finds out and isn't occupying sort of the same hoity-toity lane. And what Stugatz said as soon as the microphones went off was, why doesn't Pablo Torre find out at an hour other than first thing in the morning?
On the first day of free agency.
Why does he have
with
to,
a frenzy going why? On?
We've got a football frenzy. We're going to stop over here so he can talk about Carson Daly? Like, what are you doing?
Whatever TRL is, Total Request Live, whatever that means.
Thank you, Tony.
What are you doing?
Just the biggest show in American pop culture.
Okay, but pot him down.
Bigger than the NFL?
They had to close the hurricane
Times Square got shut down.
Yes.
Thousands of girls were flooding Times Square in control of American capitalism and culture and what was cool. And you're like, oh, Chris Jones.
No, if we
Let's do that.
Good signing. If we wanted to find out what you were finding out, we would have been over there finding out about it. You went on and on about it, and if people want to know more about it, they can listen to Pablo Torre Finds Out. We've got football to talk about. Do you have something to contribute on the football front?
Chris Jones. All right. Good signing.
All right, get out of here.
Can you do an episode on the Minnesota Wild pulling their goalie in overtime?
Yeah, find out.
You guys, rule 84-2.
I like the idea of Pablo finding out rules we don't know. I do.
Did you know that this rule existed? That if you pull your goalie in overtime in the NHL, you run the risk of losing the point that you would have gained in losing a game in overtime.
Mike, go sit in the penalty box.
Oh, wow.
Have you guys ever heard of Vanessa Lachey?
2 minutes for talking hockey.
Like, get out of here.
Vanessa Lachey.
Love his
Vanessa Lachey.
Out.
Did you find out about that rule when it happened?
Mike Ryan, out.
Did you find out about that rule when it happened?
Out, Mike Ryan.
Did you find out about that rule when it happened?
I'm tired of you and this entire subject matter. Stop it, please.
Guess where she met Nick Lachey and they had an affair. TRL.
Really?
Wow. How
there
about
it
that?
Is.
Thank
maybe,
you.
Allegedly. Not 100% sure, but she used to work for Vanessa Manillo before and Nick Lachey. Without them, we wouldn't have Love is Blind today, Dan.
Billy, TRL. Okay. I want to know what's going on with you and Pablo Torre Finds Out, because you guys occupy different lanes, and Stugatz has occasionally spit things in the direction of after the Pablo segment that I recognize as a certain, has some acid on it, even though we're all friends here.
Are we, though? Are we, though?
Okay, thanks for
like
the Stugatz, help, guys.
Stugatz took a lie detector test once in which it was revealed that he didn't want me to join this company. That's true.
That is true.
I asked that question. Know. I regretted that.
Yep.
Just like you regret it now?
Well, you know, I don't think Pablo... I think Pablo likes Stugatz, right? Pablo, do you like Stugatz?
I love Stugatz.
And I love Pablo.
Stugatz.
Mm, yeah. Less certain about that
Stugatz
one.
Stugatz tried to get me to co-host a show with him that we recently found out about on Pablo Torre Finds Out.
Yeah. Listen to this. I'm sorry. Forgive me. The last episode of Pablo Torre Finds Out. I forgot to talk about this. Please, Stugatz. I learned for the first time that this is news to me, that Stugatz had tried to do shows with both Pablo and Mina, that he wanted to try and get off the ground.
They were on the rise at the time, you know. I figured jump on the bandwagon with them. But, yeah, I wanted to do a show with Pablo where he and I wore Velcro suits, and we were on a wall that said sports on it, and we just stuck to sports. While having sports conversations.
Finally.
It's funny, man. We had trampolines. We're jumping off trampolines into the board. We stick to the board, and we stick to sports.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's more of a bit than a show.
When we talk football, our hands have to be in the dirt. Oh, it was a beauty.
What a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
What happened?
So good.
I don't know.
Did you tell anyone, or is this in your head?
I told Pablo.
Well, it doesn't sound like you told him until last week.
No. This was Billy.
No, this is me. The part of the story you're missing is that Stugat's trying to cut all sorts of side deals on rising stars Mina and Pablo with just coming to them with the idea of, I'll jump off a trampoline and stick to something. Pablo, you'll handle the rest, right?
I was just trying to grow the company, Dan. Yeah. That's all I was trying to. Team players.
This was before Meadowlark was formed.
Yeah.
This was in 2020, like early.
Grow the company.
Grow ESPN, right?
Yes, grow ESPN. Grow the company of Stugatz. Grow the company you were keeping with Pablo and Mina.
If you were to go around and ask each person in this building or even in this room, you'd find out that he has side deals with everyone in shows that are in pre-production that, you know, don't actually happen.
Right. Well, just waiting on people to finish their jobs.
What was the one with Mina?
Oh, I have no idea what the show was with Mina. It was just any show with Mina would have worked because she's Mina. I mean,
he fishes by throwing out 70 nets at the same time and hopes that one
Billy,
of them.
Billy, is that the best way to fish?
Yep. We were on a Zoom
Cast
call.
The one, Tone.
It was not a Zoom call because Zoom wasn't a thing. It was a call. It was a conference call. It was me, Stugatz, and Charlie Kravitz, who was going to produce Stick to Sports.
That's right. It's Charlie's fault. He never got it done. Right.
Yeah. God, I'm glad you remembered him in all of his importance to this enterprise. And the call began with what Stugatz just said. And then it somehow went on for another 45 minutes, and I don't remember what the rest of it was, because all I remember was trampolines, Velcro suit, stick to sports, and everything else.
Hand
I was
in
like,
dirt.
That's all you
how
needed.
Are we still on the phone?
Right.
Are you jumping face first into Velcro and then talking into a wall? I'm trying to imagine how that would work.
You remember
that's
those
how
little,
you think that would go.
Remember those little balls, like it was a dartboard, and you would just throw the ball and
no,
it would stick to the dartboard?
Right.
I would jump off a trampoline and stick to a wall that said sports on it.
All right, okay.
And we'd stick to sports.
We got that. That's not
it
the
was
part
a way
that
to do a show
by.
With Pablo where he had to talk about sports.
That's a brilliant idea.
not only is it brilliant, like all of Stugatz's ideas, it's blatantly stolen. David Letterman did this many years before.
He stuck to sports?
On television. No, he stuck to a Velcro wall jumping off of a trampoline, and it didn't stick to just sports. But
we're good then.
The funniest part of this is that Stugatz basically has that as the germ of the idea, and the name of the rest of the show would be, and you guys will do the rest, right? Like, I'm coming to you. This is my intellectual.
I'm just sticking to sports.
This is my intellectual property. The joke I've got in 2024 is I stick to sports.
I've gotten a text from three different people saying we've got a golf show in the works. And none of them are aware of the other golf show that are in the works.
Chris and I are getting to it.
None of them were from Chris.
We've actually done one.
Pablo, you sent me a nice video. I'm now looking back at the group chat that we had. You sent me a nice video of a guy jumping off a trampoline into a wall of sports. I mean, look at this, Dana.
Is it Letterman?
It's Letterman, yes. It is
a thief. Currently on the DraftKings Network.
Swipe your idea.
Yes, it is a simple thievery, but I just can't believe that that's the only idea you came to an hour meeting with. Like,
Another great side note
from this group chat that I'm revisiting is Stugatz spelling Charlie's name wrong, somehow spelling it Charley.
I did that.
It should be.
Well played by you.
Yeah. He probably thought it was Charlie Hume also. Different Charlies.
Football. Do you have anything to offer us on football? Nothing? Chris Jones is all you've got?
Oh, you're talking to me again?
Oh, get him out of here.
Want me to actually
get him out of
sports?
Here. Just get him out of here. I don't want
to
see his face anymore.
I didn't sign
just
up
get
this.
Out of here. Just get out of here. Pablo
PRL,
Torre,
though.
Pablo I Torre picks. Finds out. If you want to know anything about Pablo Torre finds out, his curiosities, put them over there. Football. Let's get back to football. Mike Ryan has blessedly been out of the room, no longer talking about the Minnesota Wild. So what were the interesting things to the Dukie? The Duke of football, fourth ranked according internationally, according to Britain's leading daily.
Oh, you want some winners and losers, Dan? Is that what you're asking for?
I've got them.
Yes.
I have a big loser. We can do Stugatz's because I have one big loser yesterday. Justin Fields.
Big Why is there yesterday. No market for him? Why is there no market for him?
People don't think he's good?
No, he's good, man. Like, if you put him in the right spots, he's good. The problem is everybody wants to get somebody cheaper, I guess. Like,
why is there not a good market for him? It's like, someone explain to me if the economy of the position, I'm not understanding. If we're going to go right between, if we're going to live in this space between the running back is totally disposable and the, I'm sorry, yes, the running back is totally disposable, but the quarterback's not disposable at all. And Lamar Jackson, I can figure out an offense that makes him the MVP. And Justin Fields, wow, maybe not as accurate as I'd like, but seems to be in the space between running back and quarterback, and I don't need a running back anymore. I don't have to pay a running back anymore. Maybe Baltimore will get Derrick Henry, but they played without a running back because the position is being played by two people. You get value at the position. You explain to me if I've got any of this wrong. Do you think I have any of this wrong?
Well, I think with Justin Fields, the problem for him is, and maybe there's a market now in Minnesota or maybe elsewhere, we'll see what else happens, but the quarterbacks in this year's draft, and you have a bunch of teams who are going to take a quarterback in this year's draft, they can get a quarterback on the cheap that they think might be better than Justin Fields. You're going to have to eventually pay Justin Fields. So I think that's why the market has shrunk.
But eventually
him.
Pay is not paying him this year.
Well, if you can get him, and everything is relative in the market, right? Like, the Dolphins are now going to try to get Tua for a Kirk Cousins-type contract, okay? And if Baker Mayfield is making $33 million a year, then that should be a starting point for signing Justin Fields. He's worth it.
Can you guys walk me down the path, please, of Kirk Cousins, one playoff victory in his career, $330 million of guaranteed football money coming off of an injury? Explain to me how one of those is value and the other one is not.
Do you guys remember Joey Fatone? He's in this episode. Fatone, yeah, in his prime. 99 Fatone.
Get out of here.
He has a hot dog chain called Fat One.
Yes. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Wait a minute. I told you the first time I discovered him was on MTV. I didn't know who that was, and it said Fatone, but they used the graphic where they put parentheses around the one, and I'm like, why would they call the boy band member Joey Fat One? Like, they're going that simplistic on the objectification of boy bands that it's just going to be, this guy's the fat one.
Pablo. It is kind of like how when someone has the last name, that is exactly what their job is.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like
Bob Racecar.
Pablo tricked you, Dan.
He did. Get out of here.
He sucked you back
in. Get out of here. I don't know why he's still here.
1999.
Kirk Cousins. Someone explain it to me. Tony.
He's really good, Dan. That's the explanation. He is a good quarterback.
No,
that's why he's going to be making $330 million in his career.
Hall of Famer.
He's a great businessman. He is not a great quarterback. Greg, did you say Justin
Hall of Famer?
No. Billy thinks he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, he's going Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins is a Hall of Famer.
Right.
Okay, I'm looking up his stats right now. I'm not saying that having looked up his stats.
What?
More
Kirk Cousins is not a Hall of Famer. Put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Is Kirk Cousins a Hall of Famer? Okay, get out of here. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's an excellent quarterback, not a Hall of Famer.
Did Greg say Justin Fields is as good as Baker Mayfield?
Good completion percentage, good TD interception ratio, big numbers, 1, 2, 3.
It's not the Hall of Good.
I don't
4 All-Star, Pro Bowls.
Too many conversations at the same time. I still want to know, is Justin Fields good?
Should we revisit the 2021 NFL draft?
Is Justin Fields good?
Yes.
Yes, maybe, no.
I demand an answer.
The league is telling you no.
You can't sit that out.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Dan Le Batard.
He's like, he needs a wheelbarrow like Mike McDaniel, this dog.
Got a pair?
Man, does he get a pair. My granddaughter sees his schlong.
What are
says,
you talking
Jesus
about?
Says, right. And says, what's that?
No, she doesn't.
No, she did.
There it is. Your granddaughter. Is.
My granddaughter saw his schlong in the kitchen. And she said, what is that?
Right. What is this, a game of Clue?
What is he doing in the kitchen?
I said, that's what he pees with.
She saw his
okay.
How else am I going to explain it?
Stugatz.
It was a little extended. I don't know why he was so excited.
All right, very good.
Baby.
No!
Can we bleep? Can I take this out?
But it is a baby.
Anyway, he ate my couch.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
I've got a bit of a problem on my hands because with Greg Cody here on Tuesday, and as I said, the football addiction made an appearance yesterday in a way that jostled me. And so there are a number of things that I want to get to, Stugatz.
Right.
Greg Cody is advocating for some reason on behalf of prosthetic ears.
Huh.
I badly want to get to that, whatever it is that he's thinking about there. Yep. But also, Greg is more worried than I've ever seen him about the news he's consuming and how much warning we're getting on extinction level event type of problems in our just general atmosphere, metaphorical and otherwise.
Right,
just that things that are coming for us as we talk about whether Tiki Barber and Saquon Barkley get along or
please,
not.
Please, Tiki Barber.
Enough of that.
Enough of that, guys.
Come on now.
Come on.
Tiki Barber.
Please. You had a couple good seasons. What makes you the god of the New York Giants all of a sudden? Give me a break.
That's a bit disrespectful.
I mean, come on, Dan. He's got a problem with everybody.
It's disrespectful to say that Tiki Barber wasn't any good at his job.
Not a Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah, he didn't say that, though.
Right.
I didn't say
he didn't say that.
Thankfully, he didn't.
Couple good years.
Said a couple
thankfully,
good years.
Couple
wasn't disrespectful.
Years.
Better than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. It'd be maybe disrespectful to just come out and brag about how they won a championship the second you left the team. I'm not going to rub that in.
The year after. He did have 1,900 yards.
No, yeah. He had a couple
high
of really
and
good
tight.
Seasons. Yeah.
High and tight. See? You can coach turnovers out of a player.
That was an amazing thing to see Tiki Barber reinvent his career. But that story, I do want to get to it, but what is the extinction level worrying you're doing right now?
Well, I'm going to read this because it's shocking to read. The U.S. must move quickly and decisively to avert substantial national security risks from artificial intelligence that could cause an extinction level threat to the human species, according to a new government report.
Hmm.
We're all gonna die.
And so it's like, it's overwhelming. Like, you can't even digest the plausibility of that. And it makes what we do for a living, like yucking into a microphone and talking about sports, seem less, more inconsequential than it ever has, but at the same time, more important to take our mind off the level threat to the human species. It's difficult for me to process that artificial intelligence, which is just now beginning to really boom.
It's moving quickly,
is
huh?
This yes. level of right. potentially dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I'm right there with you, Greg. I'm super concerned by it. And while we may not be foremost experts to talk about this, we are in the human race.
Yeah.
And we have watched the movies, and just to see the leaps that artificial intelligence has made in just the last few months, it is a very logical concern. But it's also a lot like global warming in that, say we do everything we can here in the United States.
It's too late.
You also can't count on other foreign governments to take the same kind of steps. So I really do think... I am really afraid of it, and I really do fear that we've unlocked something that will be the end of us.
Back to free agent football.
That's the true power of the NFL, by the way, that, you know, free agency in a frenzy could take us away from the end of civilization. I mean,
you already see these isolated stories where artificial intelligence demands that you call it master, and that, it's just... It's a really scary thing, and we are not capable of putting the genie back in the bottle.
Let's just unplug everything,
right? Or just spray some water on it. But the thing is, you have so many competing governments and ideologies that someone is always going to be acting in bad faith, even if you come to this global agreement.
Okay, and you can throw up your hands in despair, or you can listen to the speeches where they say that hope is the greatest thing that America has.
Wouldn't spraying water give it growth?
That's artificial intelligence.
And in other news, civilization is dissolving all around us, and Haiti is being overrun by gangs. But how about that contract? How about the Steelers getting Russell Wilson for a bag of peanuts?
We are a distraction. We are a distraction. We can care about Austin Eckler's contract.
That joke kind of fell flat, huh?
And what's going on in Haiti?
Trying to weave into the joke there.
Can you explain what's going on in Haiti?
See if ChatGPT can rewrite
that joke. He just wanted to do that joke. He's going to be replaced by artificial intelligence because there was there was no conviction in it, no sincerity. Right. He's like, and how about that? And then it's unbelievable. It's like the laziest version of you comedically. Okay.
Couldn't have been less funny.
Could be replaced easily by robots.
Right. There was some serious undertone to it because I feel for the people of Haiti, and I've actually mentioned this.
So you threw a joke in. So you threw a joke in.
Yeah, in the spirit of what we're talking about,
raising awareness.
That's a show, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's fine. That's exactly right. I'm doing his show, and he's criticizing me.
You did it insincerely. You did it with no effort. You did it so lazily, and you're like, "How about this?" And then, like, you're a lounge act. Like, put some oomph behind it.
Effortlessly is usually a good thing. Wow. In the performance aspects of
this guy, he doesn't know what he wants.
What if this isn't actually Greg? This is like AI Greg.
It could
that's
be
here today.
That's
we need
right.
to do that. AI Stugat, AI Greg Cody. See how it looks. Do you have a back in my day today?
I did an AI back in my day, if you'll recall at one point. I need AI to write me another back in my day.
You don't have one? No. You don't have one.
Dan, the NFL news, it never stops. Gabe Davis, 3 years, $39 million to the Jaguars. He's going to drop passes in Jacksonville.
So Calvin Ridley's out in Jacksonville.
He went somewhere.
Yeah. I believe Ridley's unsigned right now still.
Unsigned, but it looks like the market is kind of opening up for him, maybe in New England, maybe a dark horse team.
Is he a number one there, Gabe?
If I can just take one quick macro look at this, I don't know, maybe this part of it doesn't bother you at all, but if we're talking in football about the maximum efficiency use of how to spend your dollars, if we're going to get obsessed with the dollars of what yesterday was, how do you build a team in a salary cap sport, even though it's stupid that sport is salary cap, like ridiculous, asinine that it's salary cap with those people making that kind of money, but you agreed to it. And so once you collectively bargain that, you give up a lot of your rights. But football is this machine that grounds through the running back position. And this is the part, it's dispiriting to me. So you're going to tell me that we're going to maximize value in dollars so much that all of these teams are now primed for this is a good quarterback draft and I can get any of them for 5 years at the rookie wage scale at quarterback and I'm going to change what matters in this sport so much that Justin Fields is going to get iced out there because he's not value because you can only have him for a year. I'll take a year of Justin Fields if I could get the broken down Russell Wilson for 1.2, but Sam Darnold cost $10 million a year? Like, explain all of it to me as if I'm an idiot.
Did you see that 60 Minutes special 2 years ago that revealed that the entire nuclear arsenal of the United States was operated off of floppy disk? Oh, cool. And 2 years ago, we were like, you got to update that. Now I'm thinking we go back to 2 years ago. Floppy disk is the way to go.
The clear ones?
No. I'm talking about like Oregon Trail, like extra big,
the actual floppy ones.
Yeah, the floppy ones. Yeah.
Oh, I missed those. Greg,
I've never had a floppy disk.
Yes, you know, dysentery was just diarrhea.
Can't be true.
What? I don't think I have. I mean,
is that true?
Disk. What is a floppy? You know, is that something you insert like a CD?
You never worked on floppy disks?
I don't think I
did. How did you go from the original typewriter to another kind of computer?
My first laptop-ish type computer was a Texas Instrument, like a big suitcase that weighed about 40 pounds.
Right. And you couldn't put anything in it, right?
No.
No.
And so when did you start putting something, information, into your computer?
In on a PC, you know, a personal computer.
So that was a floppy disk.
It wasn't floppy.
You were at the Herald long enough that you submitted your articles off typewriter, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever handwrite a Herald?
Oh, my God.
Did you ever?
On triplicate papers.
Hey, explain to me.
What if the paper bent?
Yeah, explain to me your workflow. Like from day one through the times, the evolution of Greg Cody submitting work to the Miami Herald, and I'm fascinated by it.
Okay. It was literally a typewriter where I typed a story on triplicate paper, and then I handed it to my editor, and God knows what happened to it, but somehow it wound up in print, you know, back in those days. And then, you know, a Texas
Instrument. No, wait, by courier? How are you getting, if you're out in the field, are you always doing it in the office, or are you sometimes working remotely?
Yeah, this is before fax machines.
Like, how are you getting, this is before fax machines.
Right, yeah, no, in that case, I'm at Lockhart Stadium covering a Dillard-Boyd Anderson football game, and after the game, I'm waiting in line behind 14 teenage girls who are calling their parents for a ride, and finally I get there and I'm dictating my story into someone.
So someone has to write
phone?
It again?
This is pre-typewriter, or you wrote it by typewriter and then read it into a phone?
No. When I'm in the office, I'm writing it on a typewriter, on triplicate paper. When I'm in the field, like covering a game, I'm dictating it by phone to an editor.
Have you written it down on a legal pad? Are you just dictating something that is allegedly written?
Sometimes I'm dictating it off the top of my head if it's right on deadline. Otherwise, I'm writing off notes and everything. But that happened for a good few years.
How would the thing that was typewritten get to the Miami Herald?
I don't know.
Did you have...
It's a good question.
That's
why you're one of the best interviewers in the business.
It's not his job to figure that out.
You totally stumped him.
He told the story.
How did I send him in?
He's not going to take a quiz.
Okay. Now, the big advance in technology is when the Texas Instrument came along.
I put
the phone in rubber ears. You put the phone, it fit in two rubber ears, and that transmitted what I had written in the Texas Instrument.
Wow. That's crazy.
What? Yeah, you put a phone into it?
Yeah.
What a time.
The phone would have intercourse with the Texas
That's
Instrument.
Correct.
And out came a thoroughly mediocre column.
And it would make a beeping sound. And then on the other end would come, and back in those days, it wasn't a column. It was a
look at this
story.
Back in my day. Back in my day, unspooling. Yeah. He loves these questions because it's all about him. I'm simply stunned, and you should be too, that his memory has receded so much that the beginnings of his career when he was hungriest, he simply does not remember how the work got from where he was doing it to where it needed to go. He can't remember whether he handed something to somebody, whether it was taken off by carrier pigeon. How can he not remember that?
I remember all I needed to remember, which is I wrote it on a typewriter.
Well, sometimes you just spoke it.
You made deadline. That's all you care
handed,
about.
I handed it to my boss.
Sometime Barney Rubble's secretary would get a bird that would drill it into a tablet.
You'd hand a piece of paper to your boss, and your boss would drive it somewhere?
Pull the bird by the tail.
He wasn't in charge of that part.
I don't know.
Were there automobiles at the time?
Yeah,
were there working traffic roads?
There was a town crier.
I mean, I can't be expected to know everything.
Yeah.
I did what I did.
He did his part.
And then the editor, my boss, the editor, all my bosses are dead now. They there's nobody to ask. John Wolin. Hey,
this
do you remember?
This is new and unimproved Dan Levitard show with the Stugats. Gamble on by DraftKings.
Dan Levitard.
Greg Cody, your thoughts?
Stugats.
Greg?
Okay, very good.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
This is the Dan Levitard show with the Stugats.
Thank you. I keep getting derailed, Stugatz, because I do want to talk about UM men's basketball that hasn't won a game, since before the Super Bowl.
Coach Els.
I do want to get to your winners and losers.
Oh,
I want to get
about this.
I know, there's just so many things. Mookie Betts is a shortstop now. Like what?
What?
Yes. Permanently?
Yeah. Like what?
Stop it.
For now. Permanently. For now.
How?
I don't understand.
All the other shortstops are angry about this. Hmm. They're like, there goes my chance at an all-star spot.
Yeah, but it opens up a spot for an outfielder.
We have ears to get to. Billy has something that he's been wanting to talk to Mike about for a while in the reports involving Magic, because I find that we've got a couple of specialties lately where the people gravitate to us for some reason. Alien talk in some areas, and I believe we've got an exclusive lane on Magic talk. I believe that we have two people who care about Magic unreasonably. What is the name of this thing? Magic Castle?
Magic Castle, yeah.
What is this?
It's a Magic Castle.
Yeah, in Los Angeles. It's a part of a, kind of a secret society. It's invite only, and the creme de la creme of the elite in Hollywood get invited occasionally for huge Magic galas.
Didn't we have a member of the Magic Castle on the local hour like years ago?
Yeah.
Just kind of telling us how it worked out.
Still my plug.
Really?
No, I still haven't gone.
Same Ari?
I think so. Yeah, Ari Adventures.
Yeah.
You guys were fascinated by this back then, and I want more information, but what I wanted to ask you, and we've done this wrong, because Tony just went to get Michael Venom Page. He's coming in here, MVP, and we've been talking about...
What a great name.
Yeah, it's a great name, and he's an excellent fighter, and he's coming off of... people are going to want to hear from this person now, because I was talking about the fighting sports and how brand names get made, and if your name is MVP...
Well, I don't think his name is actually Venom.
If you can go by MVP because you've made your nickname Venom.
He's Michael Venom Page.
You're 22-2. You're 36 years old. Tony just went to go get him, and I want to execute the bit with somebody here of taking a kick from an MMA fighter.
Greg Volunteer.
A welterweight fighter.
$1,000 still stands, Dano.
For you, right? $1,000 for you to do it. And I want to show Masvidal, because somebody did this with Jon Jones, incidentally. I don't know. Jon Jones is genuinely, Stugatz, one of the most fascinating sports figures of my journalism lifetime.
We have to apologize. It's not Ari. It's Addy.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. Yeah,
look,
yeah,
that's what my invite looked like, and then I just had a thing.
Oh, look, you were invited to the Magic Castle?
Yeah,
you didn't go?
He had to do it ahead of time, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to swing it.
$2.
It's a great regret in my life.
I want to get in that Magic Castle. What do I have to do?
No, I know a guy.
I love a secret society.
Yeah.
It's like being invited into a moose lodge or something.
You're right. You should start one, Greg. Yeah. You
just
should start
like
your own.
Are you in any secret societies?
I am developing a secret society revolving around me.
Ooh.
And it's going to be called the Coterie. Coterie.
Oh, I like it. I'm in.
Yeah. The Coterie.
Uh-huh.
And, of course.
A club of self-involvement?
We all know what the word means.
That's my club.
And so it fits
too. Club narcissism, everybody.
Well, that's
stunning that your secret society would be the worst kept secret in all of journalism, which
Coterie.
Is Greg Cody is obsessed with Greg Cody featuring Coterie.
That podcast comes out on Mondays.
Thank you.
You just found out about it, so it was a good, well kept secret.
Yeah. I mean, we've been, the Greg Cody Show listeners have been called my Coterie. Mm-hmm. And now we're thinking of expanding it in some ways. And by the way, the newest episode of the Greg Cody Show podcast is one of our most monumental ever. The controversial Ed Newman interview finally runs.
Wow. And downloads are down because of it.
Well, barely.
Give it some time.
But my dad was like, maybe you guys are right. We have 600 less downloads than we did last week.
Yeah, give it time. He hasn't plugged it yet.
But that's true, Billy. But we also get into a conversation that leads to my exploring the idea of...
sounded duller than dog shit.
I've heard that phrase before, but not applied to my podcast until now.
I can't really put my finger on it why I'm so drawn to just unabashed narcissism.
Thank you. The idea of prosthetic ears, though, is something that really appeals to me.
I love it.
You know, and we began by discussing amputation.
Well, it also starts with, if you look at my dad, Dad, take your headphones off real fast. Stugatz, look at my dad straight ahead. You can't see my dad's ears.
Yeah, which one's real, which one's
fake? No, they're like pinned right to your head.
Like right here
to
have no ears. Dad, look at us right here in this room. Right. I want Billy and Mike to see it. Like, look at us straight ahead. You can't see my dad's ears.
People pay big money to pin their ears back.
You know, it's the only part of your body that never stops growing.
In the entire studio, no one has disappearing ears like I do.
Well, is I it? Actually do.
I thought
it's a
the
Cody
nose.
Thing.
I thought the nose was also. Sorry, Chris. I thought the nose was also that the ears and the nose were two things that grew.
Well,
that
if would, you lie,
that yeah. would be bad right. news if it. Just my the trivia nose. Is like it's yeah. the only part of the body. Let me see. Only part. I'm like a dog with a bone on this one.
Well, I have large Cody ears that have a crease in them. Mm. They're not attractive ears. The ear itself is one of the ugliest parts of the human body. But if I could get beautifully sculpted prosthetic ears and have them planted on both sides of my head, I think it would really enhance my whole aura.
Well, would you remove your ears for said ear implants,
yeah,
or
course.
Would they sit wow. over them?
No, no, because I'd want them to be smaller. It Good would involve it. A double ear amputation.
Uh-huh.
Good
and
shout,
then prosthetic
Dan
ears.
Levitard, yeah. ears and nose. Wow, okay. you learn something every day with this show.
Maybe for the coterie, Greg, instead of like the water buffaloes, you know, like the Flintstones right. had the big hat, maybe you have big, like almost Princess Leia type oh, ear muffs. Like, okay. That go on.
That guy is a thinker.
Chris really Cody thinker. Was just showing me that he has his father's ears. He's got
it's
ears.
A Cody thing.
They're not flaps. You don't see them going off to the side. They right. don't protrude. They are stuck to. They are sticking to sports.
Yeah, we're
They're
earless.
Stuck to the side of their face.
Right.
And
but
so,
if you can't see them, then what's the big deal? You
but
know?
If you get a prosthetic, was my point to my dad, is you're going to have to get one that's pinned back, or else you're going to have one ear that's like.
But why do you
out.
Want them to be what? You're no one has ever thought of your ears before now, other than you.
Right. Right.
This is the place of your greatest narcissism. Like, no one's noticing your ears one way or the other.
Well, that's the problem. You can't see them.
You want them seen?
Yeah, I don't like flat back ears. Mm-hmm. I love the peanut shaped ear that is visible from the front view. Mm-hmm. You know, and so naturally you're going to have a double prosthetic ear situation.
Also,
yeah.
you have the Cody crease.
I do.
Which is a thing.
Yeah, which is patent pending.
Did you pass that down to Graceland by any chance, or
I don't
does
know.
It end
no,
with
no.
you?
No, it develops. Like right now, like some people think I'm developing it. You don't see the crease yet, but there's like signs of a crease.
Late in life.
Oh, yeah.
As your ear grows, the crease grows.
Yeah, and at some point, the crease is so deep, you could like plant crops in it. You know, it's like unappealing.
I remember when my daughter was like an infant, we blamed my dad for ruining her ear when it was just something that like happens with like she had this little thing on her ear and it went away like a couple months later.
No, it's the coterie. It's descended from the ear poison of your grandfather.
My dad would do this thing where he'd grab her ears and like and all of a sudden she had this thing. So there was like a 3-week period where me and my wife were legitimately blaming my dad for ruining my daughter's ear.
I mean, you want to make sure that they don't get pinned back to his head. That's what he was trying to look out for. It's genetic.
Right. Yeah.
Runs in the family.
It is indeed.
I need some help
Not
with
the
production of this because Tony, our UFC guy, his MMA hangouts are developing a following, and he just went to go get MVP. He's joining us in studio, and we've been talking about these leg kicks. It started with Jorge Masvidal. We had his driver on because this was a penalty for Jorge Masvidal. You arrive late at work. This is what you get right here if you're late at work. This is his driver. And we had his driver on, and he came on, and he said, even though that looks really bad, he said he was fine, and he looks like he's sniveling and tough after the fact. He doesn't look great there, but regardless, he says it wasn't that big a deal.
Seems excessive.
And I began talking about John Jones because he did this the other day as well, and this is something that goes much differently, and I will set... he did it twice to him here. He's okay here, and I don't know why they would go again. It was not, now watch. Ooh. Yes, he got him on the first
shot. He's like, the first one didn't hurt?
Yes, but this, yes.
I'll make sure the second one does.
Yes, and then, of course, it's not just crutches. It's also that is going to hurt a great deal.
Oh, my God.
So are you guys okay now doing MVP? He will kick someone here for $1,000.
Well, first, I don't know if he's agreed to this, so we got to ask him.
Who's fronting the money?
Yeah. Stugat says he will do it for $1,000. I told him it's unwise for him to do that for $1,000.
Well, now that I've seen that video, it's up to $10,000.
John Jones had good ears.
We made a deal.
Yeah, he did.
There was a deal made. You said, said
$1,000. Right, I'm changing the deal.
Greg offered for free before the show.
We've learned nothing since the pepper. Nothing.
None.
At all. I saw this wash upon my radar, and I was just like, this is a really bad idea, guys. This is a
I think Tony's
idea.
Our guy. He was the one before the show.
Tony was talking about checking the kick.
Tony's got to take the kick.
Anyways, he will be here. He will be here in moments.
If I had the last name Page, I would have a middle name nickname that was more apropos. Instead of Michael Venom Page, it would be something like Michael Blank Page.
Michael Turn the Page.
Exactly, something like that. Yeah, right. I think because Venom and Page, it just doesn't really
maybe
fit.
Woody.
Woody Page. That's not bad. That's pretty good. Woody Page. Yeah.
But if I was
that.
Michael Woody, I'd want to be Michael Woody Woodpecker.
The hell? What kind of a wig am I wearing?
Ah, the coterie.
I will join your cult.
Thank you. You're in the coterie.
It's not a cult. It's a social club. It's a secret society of sorts.
It's called PFPI.
Yeah. Mike would be a controversial ad to PFPI.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the only one that cares. You didn't want Michael's longtime girlfriend in it.
Well, you know. Well, yeah, they're not married yet. We're still trying to push that rock down the road.
Tie the knot, right? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you saying that the only way into the fantasy football family is to marry your wayward youngest son?
Yes, but that's main PFPI. That's
he didn't want my
PFPI
daughter in it either.
I could take a blood oath.
She hasn't married one of his sons.
Well, your daughter's in by blood.
But he scratches your back and you scratch his.
It's something out of 1800s royalty. He's bequeathing his son.
He wants his son off the books. I mean,
we can take a blood oath. And that way the Ruiz family and the Cody families are forever intertwined.
We could do that.
Doesn't the secret society admission membership seem extreme to you, that what you have to pledge is love forever to his firstborn son to get into the gala where he wears an old leisure suit from the 80s?
And then I'm like drinking a Kool-Aid by the end of it, and wearing Nikes on my way to heaven or wherever.
There you go. It's a closest. It's a royal family, PFPI.
Coin toss.
Mm-hmm. Space.
It's America's royal family.
I mean, I'm so capital worried about letters. Artificial intelligence. Let's just go. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. I'll join your cult.
Greg, you worried about Kate at all? That's weird, huh? What's going on over there?
They're photoshopped, those photos.
Yeah.
They are photoshopped.
Really?
That, yeah.
I hate all that stuff. I hate the fake Adam Schefter. I don't even like that there's fake experts out
there. This isn't the same as Adorn Schefter.
That's another thing that my dad discovered on this week's Greg Cody Show. He discovered fake Twitter accounts.
I wasn't aware. All of a sudden, it really messed with my life for a minute, because there's somebody who I thought was Adam Schefter reporting that the Dolphins have signed Tua. So I'm like, ah, shit.
Mookie Betts is a shortstop!
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.